Glory to Jesus Christ. How great is the faith of the blind man who followed Jesus. The one thing that they desire is to be able to see. They begged Christ to restore them to their original beauty. These blind men understood the value of their eyes, even though they were blind. They could have been lazy. They could have begged and be helped throughout the whole of their life. But no, they wanted to see. And they put their whole trust into Christ. The value of their eyes was more valuable than anything. And this is what I would like to talk about today. The true value of our eyes. And perhaps how to heal our eyesight so our eyes can serve God as they were intended to. Fathers of the church describe the eyesight as the most precious and most refined of all of our senses. For Christ says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full in light, full of light. What does Christ mean by this? Well, in very simple form, words, Christ means that what we gaze upon will fill us. If we gaze upon things that are not good, sinful, perhaps lustful, then our whole body starts to become darkness. But if we gaze upon things that are good, truthful, then our body becomes full of light. Last week at the baptism, we heard, and some of you even saw, that after the dunking followed another anointing, which is anointing with the holy chrism. It's a very special oil. And this chrism seals the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of the body parts which is anointed are the eyes. At that moment, the eyes are set apart for God. That means that what we do with our eyesight is not just our business anymore. And we cannot have this attitude, nobody is going to tell me what to do. With our baptism, we pledge ourselves to become Christians. We publicly say yes to Christ, and we become servants of God. Not bosses of God, servants of God. With all of our heart, with all of our mind, our soul, and strength, which includes eyesight. So how do we find out where our sight is? In the scripture, we can find many places where sight is mentioned in a way that is God-pleasing. In the Proverbs, for example, we are told that the righteous ones should see to control their eyes. It says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. If we are careful at what we look at, if we have control over our eyes, then the sanctified eyes do not roam from side to side, looking for trouble, judging others, seeking vainglory, but they follow the intention of the soul. And the intention is very simple. Yearn towards what is God created, or God-pleasing. We should be in awe when we are in nature seeing all of the God's handiwork. We should yearn to look at the scripture. Even each word in the Bible can sanctify us and our eyes so we can move closer towards God. We should yearn to love to read books, not every book though, but books that contain ways how to sanctify our life. We shouldn't read novels and other garbage which could only worsen our spiritual state. I heard one priest say in his talk that he tells his parishioners that for every worldly book, they need to read at least 5 books which start with letters ST, Saint something. I agree with him. I would be more radical. I would not let them read any other than me. Our eyes yearn for what is good. Good book bring us closer to God. We should yearn to seek your sacred heart. Each family should have a prayer corner in their house where they come to pray morning and evening. There are so many houses that I see that are without icons or crosses. They're just not present. Icons are replaced by big TVs with propaganda. Propaganda news contents. That has become an icon today, rather than true, beautiful art. Each room should have at least icon and cross. So when our eyes start to wander, look for trouble, it is re-centered by the beauty of the icon. We have to remember that the icons are the windows to heaven. And then we look at the icons, when we interact with the icon, the prayer, with our eyesight, we participate together. How much more will we want to get? Well, how much more intimate we want to get? In the letter of Ephesians, we hear these words, take no part of the fruitful work of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that are that they do not speak. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it is said, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
If you look at the title on YouTube, it says that
shall give you. When we expose our earth's eyesight to ourselves, and we start to think of the things that we look at, and then we realize that many of those things are no good. Then we turn to God, His forgiveness. Then we are like the one to rise from the dead. Then we are the one to become not just filled with Christ's life, but we begin to truly serve God. We need to pay very close attention for our lives. The first step is easy step, which is to recognize the true value of our lives. The second step is a little bit harder, more practical. It is to actually put into practice the realization that our eyes are precious and should not be clouded by moral improvement. The second step is a daily battle, where we non-stop keep watch over our eyes. Many spiritual sicknesses come from the eyes. They are not pain. But once we turn towards good things, and our eyes are looking Godward, then healing causes our soul, mind, and soul. That's why, if we are careful, We start to recognize from now we were so far
gone.
The bad, sinful. Lord Jesus,